Hey, it's Lori, and I want to talk to you today about copy and the special report that I wrote. That's not just a special report, it's something that I literally don't give out all the time. And if you found this post, then most likely you have found the link that where you can get access to what I'm going to be talking about. But before that, a note from our sponsors, the Elephants of the World. Let me show you this, my new toy. It's not really a toy as much as, oh, it's not a toy as much as a procurement. My shoes, see, they have elephants. Can you see? I love them. I'm so excited, but we're not going to talk about elephants, even though if you know me, you know I'm crazy about elephants. But that's not our topic. We're talking about copy. So the report I was talking about is called Red Hot Copy's Secret Sauce to Sizzling Copy. And it is what it is, well, first let's talk about what copy is. Copy, you've heard before, salesmanship in print, I'm sure. But it's more than that nowadays. Now it's more like it's audio, it's video, it's emails, it's video sales letters, it's long form sales letters. It's really any place that you get your message out to your community about something that you have that's going to help them, i.e., something for sale, right? So copy, his job is to persuade, but it's also to represent you. It needs to say who you are as a business. And why should you care about it? Well, if you want to make money, you want to stay in business, and you want to make sure that you have copy that speaks to your community, right? Makes sense. So, a long time ago, when I was learning to write copy in the dinosaur ages, they didn't have programs like they have now. There were not copywriting programs, like including my own, which, in fact, the reason I wrote my initial program for copy is because there wasn't anything out there that was actually in a box. I believe I had one of the very first, if not the first, copywriting programs put together for sale as an information product. Other ones came later, but I'm getting on a tangent. I just want you to know I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a really, really long time. And when I was starting, I had to do a lot of training on my own because those programs weren't in place. And so what I did, one of the secrets was that I went through really good sales letters and I started copying them by hand. And I also started just studying them and seeing what makes them good, what makes them convert over other copy. And of course, that's a whole nother topic, how you find those kinds of sales letters. But we'll talk about that at another time. So, at any rate, what I found was this 5-point formula, and that's called the SOBOC. Now, it's not a really fancy name, it's an acronym, SOBOC, SOBOC. I'm not really sure how to say it, but what it is are 5 points. The first one is you look at copy that's already been done and you deconstruct it. So in the first stage, you're going to look for scannability, a lot of white space, and you're going to see if it's easy for the reader to digest your copy, to digest your words, right? So that's the first one. The second part is your opening. If you don't catch their attention in your opening, you're dead in the water. It's not going to work. Next is the body, which is what this persuasion part. This is like the meat and potatoes of what you've got going on. It's your features and your benefits. It's your frequently asked questions. It's all that sort of stuff. And then next is your offer, which is the nuts and bolts of your copy. And then finally, the close. And that's tying up all the loose ends and getting it put together. And yeah, that's my phone. That's my husband. He knows I'm recording. Does he remember? No. So that's cool. I'm hoping I don't have to start this whole thing over again because that was the end of the first segment of your sizzling sauce or secret sauce to writing sizzling copy. It's a little crazy here right now. Now my dogs are coming in and they're barking, and it's so much fun to work from home, isn't it? I'll see you next time. Thanks for dropping by.